Number 129 from January of 2017, The Platitudes. Sometimes when I go on my early morning walks, I practice my sermons out loud. I'm pretty sure that some of the neighbors think that I might have gone around the bend when they hear me talking to myself as they let their little dogs out at about 5 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I just clear my thoughts out and let my mind be blank for a while as a way of meditating. It is at these times of meditation that I sometimes get some rather random thoughts. Some of these thoughts turn up in sermons, but some of them are too tangential to be used for anything constructive, and they just float back out of my brain. Let me give you an example of one of these, and you can see for yourself. A couple weeks ago, the gospel lesson for the day was from the Gospel of Luke, and it was Jesus giving his disciples a section of teaching that has come to be known as the Beatitudes. Jesus gives a series of "Blessed are you" statements that are pretty surprising. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you when you are hungry. Blessed are you who weep now. Blessed are you when people hate you, revile you, and exclude you and defame you. That's some pretty strong and dismal sounding stuff, and at first blush, it does not really seem like it would fit under the heading of being a blessing. But then my mind wandered, and I thought to myself, well, what if instead of giving these surprising beatitudes, Jesus instead gave the platitudes? Platitudes are sayings that are dull and trite and mean very little. What if Jesus had said things like, "Well, it never rains but it pours. Here today, gone tomorrow. If you don't, somebody else will. Tomorrow's another day. It's always darkest before the dawn. You never know what you've got till it's gone. Some are sweet, some are sour. Hair of the dog that bit you. Look twice before you leap." It would have been a much different gospel, wouldn't it? But Jesus never did that and never does that. He never gave the same tired comments that the scribes gave. Jesus was revolutionary in a way no other rabbi could envision. Jesus turned everything on its head and told us even more things that are surprising than the Beatitudes, like love your neighbor, do good to those who abuse you, don't return evil for evil, but overcome evil with good, resist evil, but do not become the thing you hate by how you resist, help those who can't help you back. The Beatitudes are certainly more profound than the Platitudes, aren't they?